things went really well, and the general theme last night was, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So we're improving upon some things from things learned in the past, and just kind of enhancing. We are adding a new website, so we're excited about that. It will be launched here shortly. It will be AlitoRhubarbFest.com. And so we are going to make a real targeted effort to boost our social media advertising and really get engaged with our visitors that like to attend the Rhubarb Fest and our locals that like to come. So every committee is on point, ready to go. We're adding some additional kids activities, so that will be fun. And just going to keep doing what Darlene started 26 years ago, bless her heart.
So even though you're brand new to the co-chair position for the Rhubarb Festival itself, you still have a pretty good idea of what it takes because of your involvement. You and Pam Rickey, both of your involvement in the crafts, in the courtyard component of it all.
Right. Darlene was very good about, you know, being very open about how everything works so that people could, you know, take her lead, and we're going to try and just keep it, you know, everybody's voice is heard. And the meeting last night, I said it was just really a great meeting. Everybody, you know, just is on target and ready to go, and all for the good of the community, you know, and it's pretty cool how it all works together. People are pretty amazing.